Hannah, welcome to Successful Women.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're over there at the University of Mississippi. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy exam schedule to chat with us for Successful Women as we commemorate International Women's Day. Now, my first and obvious question, why tennis? What inspired you to play tennis?
So a little backstory. I did start playing tennis because my parents used to play it before I was born. I actually used to do equestrian riding, so horseback riding. And I don't know, I just one day I went to their tennis session and I really loved it. And so that kicked off an amazing career for me thus far. I just fell in love with it, honestly. I used to do one-on-one sessions with the late George Grant, may he rest in peace. And I just loved it. It was my thing and I think it was my calling. And that was just great time for me to spend with my dad as well. So I really love that.
That's amazing. Your calling to play tennis. What fuels you to continue with it and to success? I mean, you've won so many championships. I saw you're on the ITF website, International Tennis Federation, and your school's website as well. You show up to all your games and you do very well. You obviously have a very good reputation. So what fuels you?
Thank you. So it's really my competitive nature. Just being better than I was the day before is what really just fuels me to keep pushing and keep increasing that 1% each day as I go forward. And I just like to leave that legacy behind, that wherever I went, I tried my best and I did my best and I have no regrets because that's just who I am. And honestly, I just want to thank God and thank my parents for really pushing me and helping me through my teenage years. And I just really like to thank them so much. I don't know if I would have made it without them, their encouragement, their sacrifice. So yes, both of our sacrifices actually. So yes, it's really where it all started.
So you're thanking your parents. What advice would you give to parents who are listening in terms of being there as support for their children in sports?
Yes. So I know that can be a fine line between pushing your kids too far. There can really be a fine line between that and encouraging them to be the best they can be. I know if you really want to be the best, there will be people who are saying that you're doing too much and they just won't understand the sacrifices it comes with. But for parents, I would just say to just be behind your child 100%. Push them because, of course, you know, for the most part, better than what they could really know at such a young age. But don't push them too far where they start to hate their sport and whatever it may be. My parents really did have that grasp where it was too far sometimes. And so they knew when to just hold on and just talk to me and see where my mind was at. And then we could just keep pushing in. They would encourage me to keep being my best. And I think because I had such a competitive nature, it really did help them just not to see me and my mind just explode and it be too much pressure and whatnot. So yes, I do thank them in that area for just being there, encouraging me and knowing when, and they can see, they know me. They can see when it's being too much and just easing up when they have to.
So good. Now I'm seeing that on the Southern Mississippi University website, 2024, you appeared in all matches during the season, won a crucial match against Belmont, captured 7 wins on the double circuit during the season, with 4 of those coming in the number one position. And you have quite a record here, even in your freshman year. And before Southern Mississippi, you would have traveled quite a bit. I remember watching you over the years and doing all your traveling, regional and under 16 ITF. Is there anyone in tennis who you would have emulated, who you looked up to and say, you know what? I want to be like her or even him.
I would have to say Serena Williams. It really did start off with because of how she was on court. I just liked her fight. I liked that she looked like me and I kind of hit like her as well. I just wanted to be powerful on court and just be Serena Williams. But as I've grown up, I realized that I just want to be Hannah Chambers. And that inspires me to be better and to keep pushing and keep fighting and just keep encouraging myself every day, even when it gets hard, that I want to be me and I want to be remembered as Hannah Chambers, who really left it all on court and never gave up, even what adversity may come around.
Oh, that's so good. So, so good. Well, you're at Southern Mississippi University. You're not studying tennis, but you are studying accounting. You're doing your master's in accounting, reaching for the CPA. Where do you see yourself in a few years?
So right now is just a lot going on. I have a lot of options. And so right now I'm just trying to finish my master's, complete my CPA so that I can put my full effort towards trying to turn pro. As I've said, I just don't want any regrets in life. And I think for me, the amount of work and effort that I've put in, I should try to turn pro, and I want to try to turn pro. I feel like that's just my goal from when I was such a young girl, and I would love to just pursue that. So in a couple of years, I hope that's, I'm still on the pro circuit with points underneath my belt, and fingers crossed, everything's going good, God willing.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what advice would you have for young women like yourself about striving for the best they can be?
I would always say to, yes, strive for the best and then more. Always aim and reach for the stars and beyond. As a female, it is tough in this world. And as you know, people may look down on you, but you just need to be steady in yourself and steady in what you want. I know it's hard, but don't try to fold to peer pressure. Not everybody's going to understand where you're coming from. But once you know what you want and what your end goal is and you know how to reach there, just go after it and just keep that tunnel vision.
That's so good. Hannah, thank you very, very much for sharing with us for successful women, young, 22 years old, and we wish you all the best. You obviously have your head on, so keep it going.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.